Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Firstly, what's your reaction to yesterday's resignation, Mr. Kunz?
I was taken by total surprise when I heard about it, and personally I think it is a shame that Mr. Hildebrand resigned.
Surely, though, by allowing his wife to punt on the foreign exchange market, it does tarnish the credibility of the SNB and his own reputation, or at least raise questions about transparency. So this really isn't that unexpected, is it?
Well, of course, he made mistakes and he admitted to them. But until now, there is at least no proof of any legal wrongdoing. Only allegations and rumors were swirling around. And of course, ethics-wise, you can see it this way or the other way. I think it was correct that he resigned in the end, but I think it was not justified from the allegations which were made against him.
Was it not foolish, though, to allow his wife to get involved in foreign currency trading?
Well, it's not up to me to decide how a marriage shall work, but I think when these trades happened in mid-August, I think his mind was concerned and filled with other problems.
Well, Switzerland possibly has lost a rather capable central banker over this, and also there's been a lot of political pressure, not least from the SVP, Christoph Blocher, at the Weltwoche newspaper, also making allegations. So do you think Switzerland is bereft this morning because of that?
You know, I'd rather not talk about politics, but when you look at it, it seems smelly, sort of. And it looks and feels like a negative political campaign against Mr. Hildebrand. And what is more damaging is it's against a very important institution of Switzerland, the central bank.
Do you think that Mr. Hildebrand is damaged personally? And what does the future hold for him professionally now?
Well, it depends what he's going to do. I think he made clear he has a motive to protect the integrity of the Swiss National Bank. This is a noble motive. He probably also sought to protect his own integrity. But I think there is a second motive on his part. He didn't spell it out specifically, but probably he's just fed up with the whole issue. You saw there were many attacks against his family, in particular his wife, and probably he said, well, enough is enough, and the future will nevertheless be quite bright for him, probably abroad and not in Switzerland, but the financial industry will give him new jobs. So it shouldn't be a long-term problem for Mr. Hildebrand.
Okay, Peter Kunz, Professor for Business Law at the University of Bern. Thanks for joining us this morning.